This call is being recorded.
There you go. Welcome everybody to this call this evening. Thank you for taking time out of your life to be with me. Thank you for your support. Thank you for inviting others. This is an educational session, and I am Donna Roth. I've worked in this field for over 30 years. My book is Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. It has sold over 5,000 copies. I have an announcement that I want to share with you. Next Monday, June the 13th, 2016, we have a guest speaker. Her name is Gail, and she will be talking about using our therapeutic nutritional program for fibroids, and she will also be discussing her husband's stage 4 cancer story, and he has now been cancer-free for 5 years. And he followed the therapeutic nutritional program. So that's next Monday, June 13th. Put this on your calendar at 5:45 p.m. And the phone number to dial is 604-227-1018. And if you forget the number, you can go to my website, donnaroth.com, donnaroth.com. I want to also talk a little bit about TAFE. TAFE is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. I want to start off by saying this. If you don't take time for your health today, you will be forced to take time for your health, to take time for your illness tomorrow. Here's another one. If you don't spend money on your health today, you will be forced to spend money on your illness tomorrow. I'm often asked about TAFE, so I want to tell you a little bit about it. TAFE, an acronym, Taking Action for Your Health, runs via teleconference call every day for 15 minutes a day for 5 days a week for a period of about 8 weeks. It runs with a leader and a team of 6 people. And within that time, each of the team members commit to their health. They receive a 5-minute lesson that's read to them by their leader, and it's then emailed to them. And they also report their accountabilities. And that all happens within a 15-minute time span. So we have people who are in the midst of travels, and they get on that call. They're traveling to work. They stop the car. They listen to the call. They're at the airport. They listen to the call. They are on vacation. They come in and listen to the call because it's very, very transportable. And what happens within TAFE? After 8 weeks of being accountable and committing to your health, the results are phenomenal. We have had people who are getting great results with lowering their blood pressure, lowering their blood sugar levels, going off blood pressure medications, going off asthma medications. We had a man with multiple sclerosis who got great results within 2 weeks. People who are suffering with cancers get great results because they understand how to take the responsibility of their own health into their own hands. They're all excited about this. And so I am promoting TAFE. I love TAFE. TAFE has been running for a period of almost 3 years now. It has also hit the Quebec market. Yay for Rhea and Louise, who are here with us. And they have been instrumental in translating TAFE into the French language. And so it has taken deep roots in Quebec. And I am so proud to announce this. I'm also proud to announce that on Wednesday of this week, we have 2 more TAFE grads who have come forward and have requested TAFE leadership training. So I will be training them this Wednesday. And there is an opportunity for anyone who would like to become a TAFE leader. After they complete TAFE, they can take on a TAFE leadership role. So there's also a business opportunity involving TAFE. I am often asked this question. What is the difference between my therapeutic nutritional program and the many other programs that are out there? And there are many other programs out there. And here is my answer to that. In our therapeutic nutritional program, we address five pillars, not three pillars, not two pillars, not four pillars, but five pillars. And so in my reviewing of some of the programs that are out there, I have come to the conclusion that in each case, there are pillars that are missing. What are these five pillars? And we'll be talking about them this evening. They are injury, which is addressed through nutrition. Inflammation, we address the sources of the inflammation and we use herbal products to wipe out the poisons that cause the inflammation. Number three, elimination. We ensure that all elimination channels are opened and they are moving. Number four, infection. We address infection. And number five is circulation. Unless the blood is clean and circulating with oxygen levels that are high and with nutrient levels that are high, there will be no success. Let's just look at inflammation. I personally have not seen any programs out there that totally address the inflammation issue. And I love the Ty Bollinger series, which greatly respects certain areas of inflammation. He does address mercury fillings, he does address root canals, but other areas of inflammation are not necessarily addressed. And they are somewhat scattered. Our therapeutic nutritional program addresses all areas of inflammation. And it takes perhaps a consultation with me, Donna Roth, or it takes for you to complete the TAFI program so that you can discover your own personal area of inflammation and deal with it. What is inflammation? Inflammation is a fancy word for poisons or toxins. In other words, where is the poison that is causing the inflammation internally in your body coming from? And I have become an inflammation detective, and it is an area of expertise that I have personally developed. How? By listening to all of my clients, and there have been many. Listening to my clients over a period of many years. I have done this work for over 30 years. The areas of inflammation you also discover in TAFI. And there are many sources of inflammation that you will uncover once you become TAFI. There's sources of inflammation that you probably are not aware of. It's just not clearly evident to you. And no amount of time on the internet will provide you with this profound information. And that is the areas of inflammation you personally need to address in order to overcome serious degenerative conditions. I want to talk also about elimination, which is I want to spend a bit of time here on elimination. Most programs address bowel eliminations, but very few address kidney elimination, and that's what I want to spend a little bit of time on this evening. So today I want to bring to light the utmost importance of kidney elimination. Kidneys that are responsible for the health of your circulatory system and your heart. Think about it. If there are toxic fluids that accumulate in your body and they are not eliminating adequately via the kidneys, that leads to congestive heart failure. Think about swollen legs, swollen ankles, swollen fingers. That's an indication that there is poor fluid circulation. And on top of that, very poor toxic fluid elimination via the kidneys. The kidneys are responsible for your cerebral spinal fluids. That's the fluids that bathe your brain area. And whoever taught you that kidneys are responsible for the health of your brain? And so at this point in time, I want to share with you some of Dr. D'Adamo's teachings, if I may. And he says this: why do individual aging patterns differ so greatly? Why does the 50-year-old runner, who seems so fit, and yet they drop dead of a heart attack, while the 89-year-old woman, who has never broken a sweat in her life, remains strong and hearty and healthy? Why do some people develop Alzheimer's disease or dementia, and others do not? At what age does physical deterioration become inevitable? Dr. D'Adamo says that he has discovered, and so have I, credits to Dr. D'Adamo, that there is a specific correlation between the agglutinating action of lectins. So I want to explain what agglutinating means. Agglutinating means that in the fluids that are circulating in your blood, the fluids become sticky. So agglutinating actually means sticky. And it's the lectins that make the fluids or the fluids in your blood sticky. And where do lectins come from? Lectins come from all present-day grains that have been manipulated and present-day agricultural legumes that have been manipulated. So there's Dr. Cordain that has discovered a correlation between the agglutinating action of lectins, which are found in grains, and the biggest physiological association, and that is kidney failure and brain deterioration. He says, as we age, we experience a gradual drop in kidney function. So by the time the average person reaches age 70s or so, his or her kidneys are operating at only 25% of their capacity. Your kidney function is a reflection of the volume of blood that gets cleaned out and recirculated in your bloodstream. Your kidney is a filtering system. It is very delicate. And it is responsible for the blood cleansing. So he says, consider the way that agglutinating action of lectins gum up all the works in your body. Because the kidneys play a central role in the filtration of the blood, the actions of many lectins can, over time, upset the delicate process of the kidney cleansing. These lectins that come from grains and legumes find their way into the bloodstream through leaky gut, and they end up agglutinating and lodging in the kidneys, and lodging and agglutinating the fluids in your blood. The process is similar to having like a clogged drain, and over time, the filtration system ceases to function. As more and more agglutination occurs, less and less blood is able to be cleaned out. This is a slow process. And so kidney failure is one of the leading causes of physical deterioration in all degenerative disease condition. The second one is to talk about the brain. Here, lectins play an equally destructive role. Scientists have observed that the difference between an old brain and a young brain is that in an old brain, many elements of neurons are tangled up. And this tangling, which leads to dementia or deterioration of the brain, as in Alzheimer's disease, occurs very gradually over decades of an adult life because the kidneys are not functioning properly due to the stickiness of the lectins. So how do the lectins reach the brain? Lectins come in all shapes and sizes, and some of them are small enough to pass the blood-brain barrier. Once they reach the brain, they begin the sticky process. They begin to agglutinate the blood cells in the brain area, and that gradually interferes with the neuron activity. When the neurons are not functioning properly, bingo, you have memory problems, you have brain malfunction, dementia, Alzheimer's, and so on. So knowing this information, it is clear that we need to be able to understand how to make that kidney function at a bigger capacity. This we do through the one-day kidney flush, which I want to share with you. I love the one-day kidney flush. Oftentimes, we find out that we hear this. Elderly people are absorbing less nutrients. Elderly people are metabolizing less nutrients. Because it's not that they are not eating healthy food. It's because the kidney is not able to adequately flush out all the toxic lectin debris from the fluids of the body. And so people become malnourished. So there's two things that we want to really learn this evening. Number one, stop all lectin intake. And you do this by eliminating all present day grains and legumes. And I know we are often, I often hear this. I can't stop eating bread. Well, if you read the book, Wheat Belly, by Dr. Davis, you start to understand that there was a lectin called gliadin that was placed into the wheat seeds many years ago, genetically, about 50 or 60 years ago, that made you addicted to the wheat product. So in actual fact, for those people that say, I can't stop eating bread, there is an addiction happening here. So the second thing to do is to do the one-day kidney flush, and I want to share that with you. In the one-day kidney flush, we use a Nature Sunshine, three Nature Sunshine products. One is Combination K, which has in it parsley, juniper, uberursi, and dandelion. You notice that these are all herbs, and you recognize some of them. Some of them grow right in your backyard and in your garden. And the other one is hydrangea. Hydrangea is known to break up lumps, to break up agglutinated sticky blood so that the fluids can become free-flowing and the kidneys can flush those toxins out through the fluids, through the kidney elimination. Now, what does K do? It increases the fluid flow and the flow of the urine. It eliminates poisonous lectins and body wastes and acid fluids. It works on decreasing nerve inflammation that can cause sciatica or lumbago. And whoever knew that lectins can cause sciatica?
Wow.
Once the fluids are moving, then the stress on the heart decreases. So the blood pressure comes down. And the combination K is also known to break up kidney stones. And it's known to clean the cerebral spinal fluids that go up to your brain area. In other words, it cleanses the fluids in your brain area as well. It is amazing and powerful. Now, I am not here to say that one day, kidney flush will do the trick. Sometimes you may have to do the one-day kidney flush 2, 3, 4, 5, or maybe even 6 times. You do it until it works. And so here it is. You need a glass of water And into the glass of water, you put in a squirt of lemon juice, a squirt of lemon that you get in any organic lemon you can buy in the grocery store. And you take two capsules of K and two capsules of hydrangea. And about 2 hours later, you have a glass of water with a tablespoon of Nature's Sunshine chlorophyll. And you take two capsules of K plus two hydrangea. And about 2 hours later, you take a glass of water with a squirt of lemon and two capsules of K and two hydrangea. And then 2 hours later, you take a glass of water with a tablespoon of chlorophyll and two K and two hydrangea. And just repeat and alternate all day long. This is not a fast. You eat the right foods, which means you can eat your protein products and eat your vegetables. So it's not a fast. And you can do this 2 days in a row if you so choose. Or you can do this 1 day a week for a period of five times. Or you can do this 3 days in a row. And I want to add to this. If you have a problem with joints and arthritis, and there's an accumulation in the joints, swollen ligaments, arthritis, you can add one glucosamine to this cleanse. If you want to work on binding and cleansing toxic lectins in the bloodstream, you can add a colostrum to this cleanse. Colostrum has been scientifically known to bind toxic lectins in the bloodstream. Glucosamine has been scientifically known to bind toxic lectins from the joints and ligaments. And I want to give you a success story now. So we had a lady that came into my office, that was about 3 years ago or so, with a cancerous lump on her neck and swollen leg and a swollen ankle. She did the one-day kidney flush about six times to clear up the swollen legs and ankles. She also discovered she had an infected tooth that was extracted. So she did my therapeutic nutritional program, and today she is cancer-free, there is no swollen legs, there's no swollen ankles, no swollen fingers, no more swellings of any kind, and she is celebrating her 89th birthday. Isn't this a cool story? So with that, I want to move into the rest of the story. We'll start with, when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I hope you get this picture. So in order to really understand the whole program, I have to address the issues of injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And I come from the point of view of defining cancer. However, this program is not just for cancer. It is for all other degenerative conditions. So let's define cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens and starts when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury cannot be made due to an oxygen and a nutritional deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation become mutated by a fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, several factors need to be in place. Number one, an injury. One thing we must know is that cells in our body don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells in our bodies cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. And it is the stem cells that are responsible for healthy cell replication. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen. Okay, so I'm hearing some background noise here, okay? So for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot take place. Number four. For cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that is causing the inflammation. Number five, for cancer to occur, that there is an infection. That toxic accumulation has now led to a fungal infection. Let's talk about injury. The fact that cancer started from an injury was well known even 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago, because Dr. Ziegler in 1903, who wrote the book, Medical Textbook of General Pathology, that was taught in universities, in medical schools at that time, said this, quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single blow, an injury, a crushing, a fracture, as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing and scratches." So that is physical injury. So injuries can come from physical reasons, such as an exploratory surgery can cause an injury. A biopsy can cause an injury. An accident can cause an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethra. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. A mammogram injures the breasts. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures can cause injuries and infection. Drugs can cause injury. They can cause gut permeability called leaky gut and get into the bloodstream to make the blood sticky and heavy. Alcohol can cause injury to the liver, the kidneys, and the pancreas. I've already mentioned lectins from all grains and legumes that cause injury to the gut, that cause leaky gut syndrome, and they get into the bloodstream. There are poisons also in present-day grains called phytates that are known to deplete vitamin D3 and numerous minerals that can cause an injury to organs internally. So we're finding out that injury can come from nutritional deficiencies. Agricultural practices today have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. So it's been known that today you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. And you could read the rest of that scientific study in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, where it even states that meats in 1991 had 54% less iron than 1941. Broccoli had 75% less calcium in 1991 than 1941. Fruits, 27% less zinc. Spinach, 80% less iron. Even back there in 1860, Antoine Bicham stated that a deficiency of even one mineral allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. hope we get that picture, how significant it is to have all those minerals in our body. Dr. Linus Pauling, he was the father of vitamin C. In 1970s, he said this, quote, "You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. We need to know that mineral deficiencies can cause an injury to vulnerable, inherently weak organs internally in our body." Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers. She showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Why is there a parasite? Toxic debris internally invites parasites. And parasites can cause an injury to a vulnerable organ internally. It can eat through a membrane internally, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. Toxic debris can also invite viruses. Think about cervical cancers that are started by human papillomavirus. Why does the virus happen? It happens when there is an accumulation of toxic debris and that virus damages the tissues of the cervix. Infections can start an injury. Think about hepatitis in the liver. That hepatitis can cause an injury to the liver. And how do we correct viruses? How do we correct infections? We do not use antibiotics here. Antibiotics are known to feed candida, which is a yeast infection. What do? We use a herbal combination called cat's claw combination that comes from Nature Sunshine. It's quality controlled, and we use it in high doses. Usually, I recommend 4 capsules 3 times a day. And I proudly announce that I have not taken antibiotics for over 30 years. If I happen to end up with a sore throat or an infection of any kind, I simply rely on cat's claw combination and Nature Sunshine's silver product. And it works every single time. We've had many different people who have relied on cat's claw and silver during the toxic extraction of their teeth, or I should say extraction of the toxic teeth that they have in their mouth. And they don't need to use antibiotics. Dr. Scott Livingston and Siebert found microbes in every cancer case. Why are there microbes? They grow in toxic, unhealthy tissue, and they can cause an injury to a vulnerable organ internally. Dr. Rusendell, Simoncini, Lustig, and there are many other doctors, Dr. Davis, I've mentioned him too, stated that the cancer injury can be caused by candida yeast in the body. Let's look at candida. It is fed by sugars, starches, grains, antibiotics, various drugs. Candida grows a root structure or a tendril structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. It then escapes into the bloodstream where it makes the blood sticky and heavy, and that impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients to the various tissues, cells, and organs of the body. That's not bad enough. Candida also produces xenoestrogens or toxic estrogens that are known to feed cancer. In a laboratory setting, when scientists want to induce cancer in lower animals, they do so by estrogens. Xenoestrogens from candida are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid. The thyroid is responsible for metabolism and iodine sources, and iodine is essential for radiation absorption. Xenoestrogens also are known to scramble all the hormones internally, and they're the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, prostate problems. And these false xenoestrogens from candida also weaken collagen production and consequently an inner membrane, a vulnerable inner membrane, can crack. And bingo, there is your injury. Dr. Bernice Eddy, She was a scientist in the 1950s. She was injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And in the 1950s, she discovered that these hamsters got various kinds of tumors and cancers. She reported this finding to her colleagues way back there in the 1957 and told them and warned them, if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. That information is written in the book called Health Century by Dr. Edward Shorter. Sugar is a contributing factor to injury. Think about sugar. There's one thing we all know, that sugar robs calcium and minerals from our teeth, thereby causing cavities or holes in our teeth. Think of what sugar can do to your organs internally. Way back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancer. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting. He concluded, sugar feeds cancer. 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg also received a Nobel Prize when he proved the fermentation of sugar causes cancer. Then we can move into injury that comes from toxic heavy metals that we find in mercury fillings in the teeth. All vaccinations have aluminum phosphates in them and mercury, which they call timoroso. These toxic metals also get into the bloodstream and they make the blood sticky and heavy. And that leads to inflammation and impedes blood circulation, circulation of oxygen and nutrients to the various tissues and organs of the body. Dr. Hamer stated that injury comes from strong negative emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, and hatred. Those kind of strong emotions create acids, toxic acids. These toxic acids can eat away at a vulnerable membrane of an organ internally. And oftentimes we hear this saying when it comes to cancer, and that is, what's eating you? So cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition in order to repair and heal that injury. What happens when there is an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sets up a message to the injured area, which we call current of injury. And that current of injury sets up an ionic field around the injured area. It's like an electromagnetic field. That's the way I understand it. And that ionic field triggers the stem cells into action. The purpose of the stem cells is to initiate the process of cell replication in order to repair that injury. So healthy cell replication by the stem cells requires fundamental building blocks. Those stem cells need minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, stem cells are happy and smiling. They take these building blocks and they can then replicate a healthy cell. And these healthy cells can then mend the broken membrane and repair the injury. The point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of replication stops. Stem cells go to rest and the current of injury stops. But imagine what happens when even one building block is missing, when minerals are missing. Then healthy cell replication cannot take place, and that current of injury will continue until you give the stem cells all the nutrients needed for that healthy cell replication to happen. I want to now move into discussing inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut syndrome, and they escape into the bloodstream. I've mentioned how toxic lectins in present-day grains and legumes poke holes in the gut membrane and get into the bloodstream. So now we have in the bloodstream lectins, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, candida, and so on. Because there are holes in the gut membrane, you also have food before it's fully digested escaping into the bloodstream as well. And all of this unwanted toxic debris makes the blood sticky and heavy and puts a stressful impact on the walls of the blood vessels or capillaries through which the blood flows. And such a weight causes the tiny holes in those capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida, undigested food particles to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues outside of the blood vessels. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins whose job it is to transport oxygen and nutrients to all the various cells and tissues. I give credit to Dr. Samuel West for all the work he has done on inflammation, because he proved that the blood plasma proteins from the blood also leak out through the holes in the capillary walls, and these blood proteins attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have an accumulation of blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and toxic debris that creates a swelling. This is the first process of inflammation. And amazingly, it's not even a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will take the blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream via the subclavial valves that are located in your neck area. The lymph will then take the excess sodium and the toxins and dump them out through the natural elimination channels, which is the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. However, over a period of time, that lymphatic system can become overloaded by debris from drugs that we're using, toxic emotions, stress, toxic teeth, vaccinations, heavy metals, flu shots, free radicals, and so on. So that lymphatic system will start to malfunction. So now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and all of these various toxins, and over a period of time, this leads to chronic inflammation, which means that now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, that Nobel Prize winner in 1931, who discovered that when oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. Now, here's the other big if. If there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then the process of oxidation will flip into fermentation. Fermentation is fed by sugar. And the fermentation process produces ammonia and more acids. And all of this is now a perfect breeding ground for microbes, yeast, bacteria, parasites, and fungus to take place. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So we start to understand that genetic defects in cancer do not come from inherent birth defects. They happen because the fungus integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects the cells. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And these mutated cells continue to replicate. And this process we call cancer. And if we understand this, we can now overcome cancer. We can prevent our body from going into that degenerative condition. And what do? We stop feeding the cancer. We eliminate sugars and starches and yeast products and legumes and anything that's sugary from our foods. We just don't have them. The next thing we do is we need to repair the injury. We eat the right foods. Grass-fed meats, fish, seafood, eggs, vegetables, nuts, walnuts, almonds, seeds, berries, which are low glycemic and high antioxidants. And even if you're eating the right foods, you're not getting enough food from your grocery store-bought foods. We need to rely on superfood smoothies. And these superfoods are available from Nature Sunshine. I love Nature Sunshine for that reason. So what do we put into our smoothie? Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals and also for tonic herbs, which give your adrenals the energy they need. Aloe vera juice or Colitrim Plus to heal leaky gut. And Colitrim Plus is the collagen powder that your candida is robbing you to heal the membrane. We have Green Zone for amino acids, for phytonutrients. We can add Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, guarana. It's excellent for breaking up sticky blood. And we add flax lignans. I love flax lignans, scientifically documented to bind toxic xenoestrogens that Candida produces. And then we just add some berries of your choice and some water, or just water and ice and a Solstic, and it tastes delicious. And it replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. I don't trust juices anymore. Number one, they are too sweet. Number two, you do not know the mineral content and the nutrient content of those carrots and apples and all those things you're using, the spinaches and the greens and kales that you are getting from grocery stores. Next thing we need to do is we need to increase oxygen intake. And this we do by using high amounts of super omega-3, which makes the cells pliable so oxygen can move in and toxins can move out. And at this point, we also cleanse the blood by doing the oral chelation program using MC from Nature Sunshine. It's a designer tablet. And there's a specific way to use it. It cleans out toxic metabolic wastes from the bloodstream. It cleans out heavy metals. It cleans out sticky cholesterol or sticky oils. It's incredible. And then we move into decreasing the inflammation. We drink chlorophyll that can also bind heavy metals and also increases oxygen levels to the bloodstream. We take colostrum on an empty stomach, which is scientifically known to bind toxic lectins in the bloodstream. We take protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach, which gets into the bloodstream and breaks up or digests foreign proteins. And the outer coating of all cancer cells in the blood is a foreign protein. We take cat's claw combination, which opens up the lymphatic system to drain the toxins through our elimination channels. Remember, we address the sources of the inflammation. This is a key. Then we move into activating all elimination channels. We have a combination in a capsule called Body Cleanse, or you can use LBS2 combination from Nature Sunshine to increase bowel activity and liver activity. We do the one-day kidney flush, which I've already discussed. Then we address the cancer infection, and we do this by using papa. This is the American papa that grows in eastern United States. It is the papa that has over 20 years of research by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin and his team of scientists. Dr. McLaughlin has documented that papa is almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. Papa is known to inhibit sugar from reaching the cancer cells to feed them. Papa is known to get right into the cancer cells and destroy them. Papa is known to destroy fungus of all kinds. We also want to increase stem cell production, and this is where we use astragalus. The Sunshine has astragalus in capsules, but we also find astragalus in cat's claw combination and in mineral chi tonic. The silver, the nano silver that we have from Nature Sunshine, is also known scientifically to increase stem cell production in the bloodstream. That's documented by Dr. R.O. Becker. So to discover all the success stories of many people who have used this program to overcome cancer, I invite you to get a copy of my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. I also invite you to attend next Monday's call, where we have a guest speaker. Her name is Gail. She will be talking about her husband's stage 4 cancer and how he was able to overcome it. Now, it is hoped that all the information that you receive this evening will inspire you to incorporate superfoods into your program, whether you have cancer or not, for your cancer prevention, and to share this information with your friends and your families. If you know of somebody who's diagnosed with cancer, please share this information with them. I do have a website, donnaroth.com, donnaroth.com. And there is, you can click on cancer. There's a lot of information on cancer. I have some success stories there. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has about, I think, close to 60 success stories. But I have had numerous other success stories since that last edition, and I think it was 2 years ago. So with this, I'm going to stop the recording. Give me a second.